Welcome to Advice with Miss B, the podcast where you'll find the advice you didn't know you needed. Join me as we dive into everyday topics from taxes to laundry and everything in between. Whether you're a high school student, college student, a young professional starting out in the workforce, or just anyone really, I aim to equip you with knowledge and insights that will make your journey through adulthood easier and more enjoyable. So this is Advice with Miss B, and let's get this learning going.
Lying to yourself. In yet another podcast that I don't remember the name of, I heard them mention self-love and really trusting yourself. It brought up that many struggle to really, truly love themselves as they are because they don't trust themselves. Right? So hear me out. If you tell yourself that you really love yourself, but you're lying to yourself, you don't really trust you when you tell yourself positive things. Does that make sense? That was the whole point of the podcast. I like myself. I like to think I love myself. Are there areas to improve? Yes. But I wouldn't have me any other way, really. I'm me, and if I'm too much, go find less. I heard that the other day, and I'm like, that's awesome. Like, if I'm too much, go find less, because I'm me. I've always been that way, and I have had some conflicts with friends over it over the many years. I was eating more gluten than I want to admit to myself because I was lying to myself. And it is an interesting mind shift for me to go from self-pep talks to just telling myself not to lie. Before, I would get hungry and go to the pantry, and there's all sorts of snacks because, well, kids. But I would just grab one because kids. And generally, they have gluten in them. But they're fast and easy, and I don't get time to eat real meals throughout the day. If it can't be consumed while waitressing to toddlers or hiding in the pantry, I don't get to eat it. When eating the snacks, I would tell myself it isn't that much gluten. It'll be fine. That's my first lie. Then the next morning, I would do my morning pep talk and tell myself that we're not going to do any gluten today. I need to be not sick. Like, I need to be healthy. I can't get sick and accomplish the things I want to accomplish. I don't want to be in a bad mood or angry with my kids. No gluten today. And then, of course, there isn't much gluten in the next snack because I didn't eat all of it. I only ate what the toddler didn't. Or I need to eat because it's lunchtime and I haven't had any food yet today, so it's gluten or nothing. But seriously, the kid didn't eat his whole half of a bagel, so I finished most of the half. There's a good amount of gluten in there. Ask someone with celiacs. Then I'd later tell myself it didn't matter what I ate because I already had gluten today. So my morning pep talks about no gluten didn't seem to do much in the way of helping me avoid gluten. After hearing the podcast about lying to yourself, I've changed my reaction. I still give myself pep talks in the morning to start my day. But now when I go to reach for that snack, I ask myself if it's really worth lying to myself. If I'm really hungry, then I need to eat something else. And if I'm too lazy to eat something else, then I'm not actually hungry. I don't need to eat the last ravioli on my kid's plate because in reality, it doesn't taste the greatest and it has gluten in it. I don't want to be sick. Don't lie to myself. And I don't. I'd rather not be a liar. And putting that bluntly in my head has helped. Same thing with working out. Kid had a rough night. I didn't sleep well because he didn't sleep well. I didn't really want to get out of bed to do my rowing before the kids woke up. So I made a deal that I would make sure I did at least 30 minutes of activity at some point in the day. And I did. Kids were going stir crazy. We went to the basement. I found the 30-minute Zumba workout. I proceeded to look dumb. They proceeded to fight. It was fun times. But as I said aloud at one point, it doesn't matter how bad I'm doing it. It matters that I keep trying. It was important for me to say that out loud to myself, but also to show my kids that you can totally suck at something, but keep trying. So, my advice from all of this, stop lying to yourself. Lying to others is bad, but lying to yourself, if you can't even trust yourself, how are you going to learn to trust others? Whatever it is that you keep saying you'll do, do it. that assignment you keep putting off, the grades you want to improve, the laundry you need to fold and put away, the budget you need to stick to. The list goes on and on, I'm sure. So pick one thing, and starting now, stop lying to yourself about it and see what happens. I would like to add that I do not, in fact, tell myself that I will get that laundry folded. I admitted defeat on the laundry a long time ago, and I'm lucky if it's in a clean basket. Like, that's where we're at with our laundry. But I see, as a teacher, I see students all the time lying to themselves, lying to others, of like, oh, Miss B, I'll get that turned in for you. I was working on it last night. I'm almost done. I can pull it up, and I can see that you never even opened the document. Like, there's so many things that, like, I don't even care what your excuses are anymore. And when kids come to me with, like, oh, I didn't do it. I'm working on it. I don't even care your excuse. I was talking to a girl that I'm tutoring for SAT the other day of, like, don't tell me why you didn't get it done. I care more about what are you going to do about it? Like, are you actually going to do it? When are you doing it? Like, what is your plan? Because if you don't have a plan, then I know that you've thought about your excuse more than you've thought about what you're going to do to change this. And lying to yourself about, like, oh, I'm going to get this done tonight. Like, you actually got to do it. Okay. As an adult, I will tell you that laundry never stops. There's no ever tackling laundry. Watching a TV show last night, and the mom was like, it's not something I can ever get ahead on. And I'm like, I feel you on that laundry thing. Dishes too, man. Dishes and laundry, they're never ending. But sticking to a budget is a big one that I used to lie to myself a lot on until I didn't have that option anymore. So when you have no money in your bank account, you don't get the option to not stick to a budget. When you don't have the money to buy food beyond the basics, you don't get to splurge and get the Oreos. Like, you have to stop lying to yourself or you're going to put yourself in a way worse situation. Applying for jobs, like getting your resume done and sitting down and doing the nitty-gritty applications, like, they're never going to get done if you keep lying to yourself about when you'll do it. You need to actually just set the time, schedule it, and do it. And I had to do that with my master's degree. Whenever I had to write the paper, I grounded myself, literally grounded myself to my bed, set a timer, and cried my way through typing that paper. I will fully admit, I cried my way through typing that paper. I had been told it was a dumb subject, I should change it. It is useless. Like, why are you doing this? This doesn't make any sense. But for me as a teacher, that's what I really needed. And that's what I wanted to try in my classroom. And so that's the data and stuff I collected it. And so I felt like I was typing a paper that was just worthless. And I kept lying to myself that I was going to get it done until it was the deadline. And I had to ground myself and put myself in my room and type it up. And cried while doing it. And then I went and presented it. And everybody thought it was great. And yeah, the guy who told me, my advisor, who was like, oh, this is horrible, wanted to know more because he wanted to try and implement some of it with his college students. And I was like, ah, I would have typed it so much better. But anyways, so think about something that you have really been putting off, that you keep telling yourself, you keep finding excuses about. Pick one thing. Like, I wouldn't go all out and pick everything. Like, for me right now, I'm still working on the line to myself about gluten thing, doing way better. But like, exercising is up next. We'll get there when we get there, type of thing. I was doing good, and then we had to do a bunch of outdoor work and stuff, and that counted as my exercise, and now I'm still recovering, is what I tell myself. But I gotta stop lying to myself about that later.
So hopefully this helped you think of things a little bit differently and placed a little thought seed in your brain. Go ahead and follow me on the Instagram at BuzzGoesBee and on my website, buzzgoesbee.com. You can check out the episodes. I should be able to get these up there pretty quick. And yeah, so share this, subscribe, like, follow, do all of the things. See you next time.